啊，今天早上我们要来看啊一段经文，在罗马书第十一章第二十五到三十六节。
We're going to look at scripture this morning in the book of Romans.
那这段经文讲到啊这个以色列得救的证据啊。
The scripture talk about the history of or the evidence of Israel's salvation.
啊。我今天早上用中文来看这段经文啊，如果你看英文的，跟着一起看。
It will only be read in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
所以罗马书第十一章二十五节说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自己以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。”以是以色列全家都要得救，如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我以他们所立的业。就作福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌。就作拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的，因为神的恩赐和显召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了连续。这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因为施给他们的连续现在也就蒙连续。连续，因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人。身在神丰盛的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给他，给了他，使他后来赏怀呢？因为万有都是归于他，依靠他归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，阿们。那么在教会历史里面有不少人认为神放弃了以色列人。
In the history of the church, there are quite a few people think that God has already given up on Israel.
甚至认为教会代替了这个以色列。
And they even thought that the church has replaced the Israelites.
他们认为以色列人已经不在神的救恩计划中。
And they think the Israelites are no longer in the plan of salvation of God.
那可是保罗在罗马书第十一章说。
But Paul said in Romans chapter 11.
神没有放弃以色列人。
God has not.Forsaken the Israelites.
他们仍然在这个救恩计划中。
They are still in the plan of salvation.
那保罗说，神是信实的。
And Paul said God is faithful.
那神所应许的必然会成全。
What God has said will come to pass.
将来神必定会拯救他们。
God will save them in the future.
如果你上次有听我这个讲道。
If you were here last week,
two weeks ago, 那上次我提到三个证据。
I talked about three proofs.
证明神没有放弃以色列人。
That proves that God has not forsaken the Israelites.
那这三个证据，第一就是保罗自己本身的经历。
The first one is Paul's own personal experience.
因为保罗说，我自己也是犹太人。
Paul said, I too is a Jew.
那有一天我去就在大马士革路上的时候。
And one day when I went on the road to Damascus.
那有光从天照下来。
There was a bright light that was shining from me, from heaven.
向我说话。
And talked to me.
那当时我的生命完全的改变过来。
And after that, my life was changed.
那么第二，也就是以色列的移民。
Secondly is the rest of the remnant of the Israelites.
也就是说不是所有的以色列人都是拒绝耶稣的。
And it's to say that not all Israelites rejected Jesus.
啊，只有一小部分接受耶稣。
There are still a small number of Israelites who accept Jesus.
然后第三个证据就是外邦人的这个经历。
And the third proof is the experience of the Gentiles.
那今天早上我们要来看以色列人得救的这个根据。
And today we're going to look at the basis of Israel's salvation.
所以保罗说神没有放弃以色列人。
Paul said God has not forsaken the Israelites.
啊，同时也确定他们是得救的人。
And it's to affirm that they are saved.
那虽然以色列人或犹太人他们的心里刚硬。
So maybe the Israelites or the Jews have hardened their hearts.
啊，拒绝神为世人所预备的救恩。
They have rejected the salvation planned by God.
那可是神的救恩计划没有因为他们拒绝耶稣基督而被改变。
But God's plan has not changed because of their rejection.
所以从今天早上我们看这段经文，我们看到有四个根据。
So from the scripture we read this morning, we saw four proofs.
以色列人得救的根据首先是神的旨意。
The first proof is it is God's will.
我们在这里神的旨意是一个奥秘。
So here, God's will is a mystery.
所以在这两节经文保罗说弟兄们我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘。而恐怕你们自以为聪明就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家一切的罪恶。
For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation.That a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob.
那么到底这个奥秘是什么?
So what is this mystery?
那么对于以色列人来说,确实是一个奥秘。
To the Jews,It is a mystery.
因为他们不明白圣经所说的。
Because they don't understand what the Bible has said.
所以这个奥秘我们看到有三方面。
So there are three aspects of this mystery.
那么第一就是以色列人的心里刚硬。
First, it is the hardening of the hearts of the Jews.
而且是神使他们的心里刚硬。
And it is God who caused their heart to harden.
所以在罗马书第九章第十八节说
In Romans 9:18 it says
如此看来神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬
So then he has mercy on whom he desires and he hardens whom he desires
那虽然如此不是所有的以色列人的心都是刚硬的
So even though it is that not all Israelites' hearts are hardened
也有意思部分的以色列人是信耶稣的。
There are some who believed in Jesus.
那第二个奥秘就是等待外邦人的数目填满了。
And the second one is waiting for the fullness of the Gentiles.
所以正当这个以色列人的心里刚硬的时候
And so while the Jews' hearts are hardened,
啊，拒绝耶稣
rejected Jesus,
福音要传遍这个天下。
The gospel will be spread throughout the world.
直到更多的外邦人听到福音。
So that more Gentiles can hear the gospel.
那直到那个数目填满为止。
Until the fullness of the Gentiles.
啊，这个是第二方面这个奥秘。
And this is the second aspect of the mystery.
然后第三就是以色列人全家都要得救。
And the third aspect is that all Israel will be saved.
那换句话说，这个奥秘是指以色列人他们的心里很刚硬。
So in other words, this mystery is saying that Jews' hearts are hardened.
直到外邦人听到福音的这个数目填满为止。
Until the fullness of the Gentiles, or that they have heard the gospel.
然后以色列人全家都要得救。
And then all of Israel will be saved.
那主耶稣把这个天国的福音带到世上。
The Lord Jesus brought the message from the heavenly kingdom.
那首先是传给犹太人。
First, he shared it with the Jews.
因为犹太人他们拒绝这个福音。
But because the Jews rejected this gospel.
那福音后来才传给这个外邦人。
Then the gospel is then given to the Gentiles.
那直到今天，大部分接受福音的都是外邦人。
And until this day, most of the ones who accepted the gospel are Gentiles.
只有一小部分是犹太人。
It's only a small number are Jews.
也就是刚才我们所说啊，这个以色列的移民。
And it is what I just mentioned, the rest or the remnant of the Jews.
那根据圣经所说，以色列人他们的心会刚硬。
According to the Bible, the hearts of the Israelites is hardened.
啊，直到这个外邦人这个数目填满之后。
Until the fullness of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
那以色列人全家才得救。
Then all Israel will be saved.
那神给以色列人的应许将会要成全。
And then, what God has promised the Israelites will be fulfilled.
因为神在旧约圣经里面以赛亚书预先说过的。
Because in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, it has been said.
他说必有一位救赎主来到锡安雅各族啊族中转离过犯的人那里，这是耶和华说的。
A redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，至于我以他们所立的约，乃是这样，我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你后裔，以你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远。啊，这个是耶和华神所说的。
And then he said, As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring, says the Lord, from now and forever.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，以色列人全家都要得救。
So when Jesus returns, all of Israel will be saved.
那神曾经跟以色列立了一个约，他要赦免他们的罪孽。
God has established a covenant with them that he will forgive their sin.
啊，除去雅各家的罪恶。
And it is to get rid of the sin of Jacob's house.
啊，不再纪念他们的罪过。
Will no longer remember the sin.
那以色列人全家得救，不是说所有过去、现在、将来的以色列人将会得救。
All Israel will be saved does not mean that all of the Israelites from the past until the future will be saved.
而是当主耶稣再来的时候，那些信耶稣的人，犹太人才得救。
It is to say when Jesus returns, only those Israelites who believe in Jesus will be saved.
那以目前的状况来看。
And looking at today,
啊，那些心里刚硬的犹太人和那些信耶稣的犹太人，也就是那些移民，将会保持到外邦人的数目填满为止。
The Jews who are hardened and the Jews who are the remnants of the Israelites who believe in Jesus will maintain until the fullness of the Gentiles is fulfilled.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，将会有很多的犹太人承认主耶稣是那位他们所等待的弥赛亚。
So when Jesus returns, there will be so many Jews who will admit that Jesus is the Messiah that they have been waiting for.
那以色列人将会看到主耶稣从天降临。
And the Jews will see Jesus descend from the sky.
也因此悔改，相信耶稣成为他们自己的救主。
And therefore will repent and accept Jesus as their personal savior.
而以色列人得救的第二个根据，也就是神跟他们所立的约。
The second base of the Israelites of Israel's salvation is the covenant established by God.
啊，这里保罗说，又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。就找福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就找拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
那神曾经以以色列人的始祖亚伯拉罕、以撒跟这个雅各立了一个约。
God has in the past established a covenant with Abraham, Jacob and Esau and Jacob.
在这个创世纪十七章第七节这么说。
It was said in Genesis 17:7.
他说，我要以你并你的世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you.
啊，这个是神跟以色列人或者亚伯拉罕所立的约。
This is the covenant established between God and Abraham.
那神跟以色列人所立的约也声明说神要除去他们的罪孽。
And in the covenant, it also said that God will get rid of their sins.
啊，就如耶利米书第31章33节说。
Just as it was said in Jeremiah 31:33.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我以以色列的家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
然后在耶利米书第31章34节又说，
And it was also said in Jeremiah 31:34,
我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶，这是耶和华所说的。
Declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
那神应许以色列人他将会除去他们的罪孽。
So God has promised that he will forgiveget rid of their sin,
赦免他们的罪过,
and will forgive them of their iniquities,
使他们成为他自己的子民,
so that they will become his people.
那虽然犹太人拒绝这个福音,
even though the Jews, reject the gospel,
拒绝主耶稣,
reject Jesus,
那神却没有放弃他们,
but God has not forsaken them.
以这个福音来说，犹太人是神的仇敌。
So from the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies of God.
那以神的拣选来说，
But from the standpoint of God's choice,
他们是神蒙爱的。
They are beloved by God.
神没有放弃以色列人。
God has not forsaken the Israelites.
只是因为他们拒绝这个福音。
But because they have rejected the gospel.
那神暂时把他们隔在一旁。
God temporarily put them aside.
那时间到了，神必定会拯救他们。
When the time is right, then God will save them.
好像神拯救外邦人一样。
Just as when God saved the Gentiles.
那本来神的福音是要赐给犹太人的。
Originally, God'sGospel is for the Israelites.
那只是因为他们拒绝这个福音。
But because they have rejected the gospel.
那福音 才临到给外邦人。
Then the gospel has come upon the Gentiles.
外邦人，我们都是外邦人。
We are all Gentiles.
那神与以色列所立的约是不会改变的。
The covenant God has established with the Israelites will not change.
神也不会后悔他曾经跟以色列人立过约。
God will not regret that he has established the covenant with the Israelites.
那神也不会收回他赐给以色列人的这个福分。
And God will not take back the blessings he has given upon the Israelites.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他与亚伯拉罕所立的约永远不会改变。
The covenant he established with Abraham will not change.
在马拉基书第三章第六节说
，In Malachi 3:6 it says,
因我耶和华是不会改变的。
For I, the Lord, do not change.
那么同样的，在民数记23章19节说
，Similarly, in Numbers 23:19 it says,
神非人，必不至说谎。也非人子，也不至后悔。他说话岂不照做行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?
人会改变，但是神永远不会改变。
Man will change.But God will never change.
那因此，神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约永远都不会改变。
And so the covenant He established with Abraham will never change.
我们在罗马书第三章第三节这么说。
In Romans 3:3 it says,
即便有不信的，这有何妨呢？难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
What then if some did not believe?That unbelief will not nullify the faithfulness of God, will it?
那保罗说，断乎不可。
And Paul said, it will never be.
那以色列人这个得救的根据，第三是神的怜悯。
So the third proof of Israel's salvation is God's mercy.
那神的救恩完全是出于神的怜悯。
God's salvation is completely out of His mercy.
无论是犹太人或者外邦人都是出于神的怜悯。
Whether it is Jews or Gentiles, it is because of God's mercy.
那外邦人从前不顺服神。
Gentiles rejected God before.
但是因为犹太人拒绝这个福音。
But because the Jews have rejected the gospel.
那使到这个怜悯临到外邦人的身上。
And the mercy therefore came upon the Gentiles.
那虽然犹太人也不顺服神。
So even though the Jews disobey God also,
那可是神的怜悯仍然要临到他们的身上。
But God's mercy will still come upon them.
那么从保罗那个时候，犹太人就开始拒绝耶稣。
From the time of Paul, the Jews have begun to reject Jesus.
啊，拒绝耶稣所带来的这个救恩。
And the salvation brought forth.By Jesus.
那虽然犹太人拒绝神带来的这个救恩
So even though the Jews rejected the salvation
那神的怜悯仍然没有改变
God's mercy has not changed
总有一天神的怜悯要临到他们的身上
One day His mercy will come upon them
所以保罗在25、26节这么说
So Paul said in verse 25 and 26
说弟兄们我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘
For I do not want you brethren to be uninformed of this mystery
他说恐怕你们自以为聪明
So that you will not be wise in your own estimation.
啊，就是以色列人有几份是硬心的。
That a partial hardening has happened to Israel.
那等到外邦人的数目填满了，以色列全家都要得救。
Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written.
如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
The deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob.
那从罗马书第十一章 三十节到三十二节，我们看到犹太人他们拒绝神给他们的救恩。
So from verses 30 through 32, we can see that the Jews have rejected the gospel.
而使到外邦人得到神的怜悯。
And cause the Gentiles to receive mercy from God.
但是因为外邦人得到这个怜悯，后来犹太人也得到这个怜悯。
But because the Gentiles received the mercy, it will cause the Jews to accept mercy later.
原本这个福音是要从犹太人的身上传给外邦人。
Originally, the gospel is supposed to come from the Israelites.
但是以色列人拒绝耶稣的福音。
But they have rejected the gospel of Jesus.
才使到这个福音临到外邦人的身上。
And so this gospel came upon the Gentiles.
那无论如何，神不会改变他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
No matter what, God will not change His covenant with Abraham.
有一天，以色列人因为神的怜悯，会得到神给他们的救恩。
One day, because of God's mercy, the Israelites will also receive salvation.
那神对以色列人的救恩不会落空的。
salvation for the Jews will be fulfilled.
所以这段经文说，这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给他们的怜恤，现在也就蒙怜恤，因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜恤众人。
So these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience, so that He may show mercy to all.
所以无论犹太人或者外邦人，神的怜悯将要临到他们的身上。
So regardless whether it's Gentiles or Jews, God's mercy will come upon them.
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
After Adam and Eve sinned,
无论是外邦人或者犹太人都有罪。
Regardless of whether Gentiles or Jews, they all have sinned.
所以在罗马书第三章九节到第十节说。
So in Romans chapter 3, 9 to 10 it says.
保罗说，这切怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？他说，我们比外邦人强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明犹太人和希利利人就是外邦人都在罪恶之下，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个都没有。
So Paul said, what then? Are we better than they? Not at all, for we all have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are also Gentiles, are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
犹太人或者外邦人或者你跟我都是有罪的。
Jews or Gentiles, including you and I, all have sinned.
因此需要神的怜悯还有拯救。
Therefore, need God's mercy and salvation.
所以今天我们从这段经文，我们看到以色列人得救的根据。
So from the scripture today, we saw the basis of Israel's salvation.
第一个根据就是神的旨意。
First, it is God's will.
第二个根据就是神的合约。
The second one is God's covenant.
也就是神跟亚伯拉罕所立的那个约。
And it is the covenant established by God and Abraham.
然后第三个根据就是神的怜悯。
The third is God's mercy.
然后第四个根据就是神的智慧。
And the fourth is the wisdom of God.
那么我们看到以色列人得救，除了是神的旨意，神与他们所立的约，还有神的怜悯。
So we can see that salvation will come to the Jews because of it's a mystery of God, the covenant of God, and it's God's mercy.
那同时是出于神的智慧。
But it is also because of God's wisdom.
在这段这经文这么说。
So here it says,
身在神丰盛的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心 谁做过他的谋士呢？
All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and, and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord or who became his counselor?
谁是先给了他使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
Or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
这段经文是一首赞美诗来的。
This scripture actually is a praise hymn.
如果有一天你会编曲的话，或者写一首歌，以这段经文成为你的曲。
One day if you're writing songs, then may this be part of your lyrics.
所以这段经文是一首赞美诗，说明神对以色列人、外邦人这个伟大的救恩。
So in the scripture, this praise hymn talk aboutThe greatness of God and His salvation to the Gentiles and to the Jews.
所以保罗以这首赞美诗来结束罗马书第一章到十一章啊，作为一个结束。
So Paul used this praise hymn to act as the conclusion for his for what he has said in chapter 1 through 11 of the Romans.
所以他以这首赞美诗来称颂神的丰盛的。这个智慧还有他的知识。
So here he used it to praise God's wisdom and God's knowledge.
那么从这段经文里面，其实保罗是引用旧约在以赛亚书这节经文。
And actually, Paul has used the scripture from Isaiah.
谁曾指示耶和华的灵，或作他的谋士指教他呢？
Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor, has informed him?
啊，这节经文是一个修辞问句。
So this is actually a rhetorical question.
啊，不用问，就知道没有人能够知道神的心。
You don't have to ask, and you know that no one knows the heart of God.
啊，没有人能够成为神的谋士。
No one can become the counselor of God.
是的。没有人能够彻透神的心。
Yes, no one will understand the heart of God.
没有人能够成为神的谋士。
No one can be his counselor.
神也没有欠我们什么。
And God has not owned us anything.
有时候我们会听到一些人以为自己什么都知道。
Sometimes we know somebody who's the know-it-all.
好像神一样。
Just like he's God.
也有一些人什么都要知道。
And there are some that wants to know everything.
想要知道被看为是奥秘的事情。
Want to know what is mystery.
至于神的奥秘是人不能够彻透的。
God's mystery, no one can understand.
神的智慧、神的知识、神的判断是没有人能够完全明白的。
God's wisdom, His knowledge, and how He judges things, no one can understand.
神的智慧还有神的知识超过我们能够想象的。
His wisdom and His knowledge is above and beyond what we can imagine.
人有限的头脑是不能够彻透这位创造天地的主。
This limited man's brain will not be able to understand this limitless God.
神是无所不能。无所不知无所不在的神。
God is omnipotent and he is everywhere and he knows everything.
万物是借着他造的，没有被造的不是他造的。
Everything is created by God, not one thing is not created by him.
因此万物必须要归于他。
And therefore everything belongs to him.
必须要依靠他。
Must rely on him.
神拥有这个万有的主权。
And God has sovereignty over all.
神以他的全能托住一切。
And in his all power, he supports everything.
那神的智慧它是超过我们能够理解的。
God's wisdom is beyond our imagination.
如果人要理解神的奥秘，
If someone wants to understand God's mystery,
他将会离神越来越远。
He will become further and further apart from God.
奥秘的事情是属乎耶和华的。
Mystery belongs to the Lord.
在申命记29章29节说，
In Deuteronomy 29:29 says,
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们的神，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law.
所以这是摩西向以色列人所说的话。
And this is what Moses told the Israelites.
奥秘的事情你们不需要知道。
Mystery is not something you need to know.
你们要知道的就是遵守耶和华的律法。
What you need to know is to obey God's law.
没有人能够完全明白神对外邦人和以色列人的救恩计划。
No one can fully understand the plan of salvation God has for the Gentiles and for the Jews.
为什么福音先临到给外邦人啊，犹太人？
Why would the gospel first go to the Jews?
后来才临到给外邦人。
And then it go to the Gentiles.
为什么犹太人不接受神的福音？
Why would the Jews reject the salvation?
反而是外邦人接受这个福音。
And it's actually the Gentiles who first accept the gospel.
难道神放弃了他的子民吗？
Did God have forsaken?Has God forsaken his people?
难道神毁了他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约吗？
Has God destroyed the covenant he has with Abraham?
难道神是一位不信实的神吗？
Is this God unfaithful?
难道神不知道他在做什么吗？
Did God not know what he's doing?
断乎不是。
Never so.
没有人能够完全明白神的心意。
Nobody can fully understand God's will.
没有人能够完全理解神所做的。
And no one can fully understand what God is doing.
因此人只有以赞美的心来颂赞这位充满智慧的神。
And therefore, man can only praise this all-knowing God and his wisdom.
人必须说称赞神丰盛的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
And only man can say all the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways.
谁是先给了他使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor, or who has first given to him, that it might be paid back to him again? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
神没有放弃以色列人。
God has not forsaken the Israelites.
以色列人仍然在神的救恩计划当中。
The Israelites are still in the plan of salvation.
那有一天，当这个日期满了之后
，And one day when the days are full,
所有的以色列人将会得到拯救。
All Israels will be saved.
所谓所有的，就是那些在主耶稣再来的时候相信耶稣的以色列人。
All Israel means those Israelites who believe.Jesus.
当主耶稣再来的时候
And when Jesus returns,
世人将会亲眼看到神对以色列这个丰盛的恩典还有怜悯。
Man will see with their own eyes God's grace and mercy on the Israelites.
那以色列人将会享有神赐给他们这个救恩。
And the Israelites will enjoy the salvation from God.
耶和华跟亚伯拉罕所立的约永远都不会改变。
The covenant established between Jehovah and Abraham will never change.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message. God is faithful. What he said will never change. Let us trust him fully. Because he is a faithful God. Let us give our lives to him. Because he is reliable.
主啊，求你赐给我们足够的信心。
Lord, please give us enough faith.
来信靠你。
To trust you.
无论在任何的境况。
No matter what the circumstance.
让我们相信你，让我们信靠你。
Help us to trust you and have faith in you.
主啊，我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we give up all the glory.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.